This is Mac OS Ken.
Wait times lengthen for new iPhones, news around iOS 26, and one model of Mac does not like Tahoe. It is Thursday, the 18th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. Wait times for Apple's latest iPhones are lengthening here in the States. That is the word from JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note he wrote on Wednesday. He and his say lead times on average have expanded by 4 days for all of Apple's new phones since pre-orders began last Friday, the 12th of September. Team Chatterjee sees two big takeaways. One, expansion of lead times highlights a stronger demand backdrop year on year. And two, a notable driver behind the lengthening of lead times appears to be the maintained price points from the previous generation, positioning the iPhone 17 series as a compelling upgrade proposition to consumers, particularly in China, where smartphone subsidies are likely helping as well. Mr. Chatterjee has an overweight rating on Apple shares. His price target on the shares is $255. A few things folks getting new iPhones and or updating to iOS 26 might need to know. For people getting any of Apple's new phones, Mac Rumors ran a piece a few days ago saying that they all ship with the iOS 26 adaptive power option enabled by default. The report explains that feature, saying, adaptive power is meant to adjust the iPhone's power draw on days when you are using more battery power than normal. It can adjust power draw, lower screen brightness by 3%, and limit background activity. It's also designed to activate low power mode when the phone's battery drops to 20%. While adaptive power is an option for iPhone 15 Pro models and the whole of the iPhone 16 line, it's not on by default for those phones. Anyone who wants to activate it can do so by going to Settings, then Battery, then Power Mode. People getting one of Apple's new phones who don't want adaptive power on would follow the same paths. While reviews for all of this week's new iPhones have been positive, one reviewer spotted something odd on iPhone Air and iPhone 17 Pro Max. 9to5 Mac, says Henry Casey at CNN Underscored, had an issue with the phones when taking photos at a concert as part of his review. That review had Casey saying, one out of every 10 or so photos taken on the iPhone Air and iPhone 17 Pro Max have small, blacked-out portions, including boxes and parts of white squiggles, from the big LED board behind the band. Apple told CNN, yeah, it does that. According to 9to5 Mac, an Apple spokesperson confirmed to CNN Underscored that this can happen in very rare cases when an LED light display is extremely bright and shining directly into the camera. Apple says it has identified a fix and will be releasing it in an upcoming software update. Look, I'm not making excuses for Apple, but isn't this a thing that happens when shooting LEDs with a decent camera? Like, I have LED Christmas lights. When I try to take a picture of my tree, looks like half the lights on my tree are out. They're not. It's just... well, anyway, Apple's going to fix that. Two more things to tell you about iOS 26, one of which I kind of don't want to. Mac Rumor says some people are complaining that liquid glass makes app icons on iPhone look crooked. Why would I not want to tell you about that? Well, I think it was the second iPad back in 2011 that had a light leak issue. Basically, some of the light from the display sort of shone through or added glow to the bezel back when bezels were bigger. Some macOS Ken listeners heard that, went to look for it on their iPads, and suddenly had an issue that they had had all along, but hadn't realized until they went and looked. So yeah, I thought about not telling you today that some people are complaining that liquid glass makes app icons on iPhone look crooked, but if it's happening to you, I didn't want you to think you were the only one. Mac Rumor cites a Gizmodo piece indicating that glowing effects on the corners of the app icons under liquid glass can produce an optical illusion that makes icons appear tilted. Users impacted by the phenomenon report feeling disoriented, with some experiencing dizziness from the perceived slanting effect. Personally, I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to go looking for it too hard. If it's something that is bothering you, though, Mac Rumor says the tilting effect is most pronounced when icons are set to dark, clear, or tinted modes against dark or black backgrounds, while colorful wallpapers seem to help mask the illusion by drawing attention away from the refractive corners. Now, this last one's just personal from me to you. I feel like I owe you an apology. I take back all of the nice things I said about Blank OS 26 Auto Mix in Apple Music. Wow, is that bad. Like, bad, bad. Like from the MST3K episode of Werewolf, its condition has worsened to bad, 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 bad. When it hits, it hits. But when it misses, train wreck. Like Everyday Sunshine by Fishbone ends. Doesn't fade, doesn't draw out. It ends. Ends on a vocal. It ends. Not when AutoMix is mixing it, though. I mean, it is mixing, but you'd think it could look at the waveform or whatever, see that a song ends with a bang, then start the next song on that beat. Just because you can mix doesn't mean you have to. There were two absolutely disastrous audio wrecks when I was listening last night after telling you how much I liked AutoMix with no apparent way to tell Apple Music that was not good. They need a what the hell button. Anyway, I've turned it off now, and I don't know, maybe that is the what the hell button. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. I told you about the nearly 600 gigabytes of large files Cloud Cleanup found in my iCloud account. Stuff that I've known I was storing, but why? Also, seriously, that much? I also told you about the 14 gigabytes of junk it found to remove from my Mac, but there was even more stuff than that. Like the 1.9 gigabytes of installation files and 2.7 gigabytes of application leftovers, hidden data, and digital traces of apps that, honestly, a lot of them I thought had been purged ages ago. This is what they do, and have done for nearly 20 years. Clean My Mac helps keep your Mac clean. And you can try it for free for 7 days. Put it through its paces. Get rid of the junk. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Since 2008, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our machines. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. If you're trying to install macOS 26 Tahoe on an M3 Ultra Mac Studio, you are probably having a problem. A piece from Mac Rumor says there is a bug that's preventing the update from installing properly on that make and model, According to the report, affected users go to install macOS Tahoe, wait through the installation process and see the Mac Studio reboot, and then end up with macOS Sequoia 15.7 still running instead of macOS Tahoe. Lather, rinse, repeat. Same result. For folks to whom this is happening, and sounds like all of them, according to Mac rumors, there is no known fix right now. That said, help should be on the way. The site says Apple is aware of the issue. Apple Ginza is going back to where it began. Mac Rumors ran a piece this week that has Apple's first store outside the U.S. closing up its temporary shop and going back to its original location. 3 years later. If you're wondering what the heck took so long, the building it had been in was actually demolished and a new one built in its place. So yeah, that takes time. The temporary store closes permanently next Monday, the 22nd of September. No word on when exactly the new, old, new location opens. Apple site simply says, open soon. Speaking of places far away from most of us, if you're looking for Tim Cook, you might try some of his haunts in foggy London town. He was last spotted just outside that city in Windsor, according to 9to5Mac. Quoting that, Apple CEO Tim Cook was among multiple high-profile guests at a state dinner at Windsor Castle on Wednesday, joining King Charles III and Donald Trump. And NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, and Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser, and Arm CEO Rene Haas, and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, and Blackstone CEO Steve Schwarzman, and former News Corp Executive Chairman and CEO Rupert Murdoch. And that somewhat something list goes on. A piece from Bloomberg on the do says US and UK officials have said they expect to roll out economic deals worth billions of dollars to coincide with the visit, with artificial intelligence data centers and nuclear plants to help power them high on the agenda. Microsoft, OpenAI, and other American companies announced plans to spend tens of billions of dollars on technology infrastructure in the UK. While Microsoft and Google have announced big UK investments in recent days, 9to5Mac says Apple has not. And yet there was Tim Cook, so who knows? And finally today, remember when the world's richest man-child, who's actually not the richest person in the world anymore? Yeah, remember when Elon Musk sued Apple for allegedly stifling his AI whatever? Last month he accused Apple of unfairly favoring the artificial intelligence company OpenAI across iPhones and thwarting competition for other chatbot makers. That is why Grok, or whatever, never makes it to the top of Apple's App Store, according to Musk, and neither does any other AI app besides OpenAI. Except for when DeepSeek was tops in the App Store last January, and Perplexity was tops in the App Store last July, and Google's Gemini was tops in the App Store, checks watch, in the last 48 hours. TechCrunch ran a piece Tuesday that had Google's AI, I want to say solution, but also I don't. Anyway, Google's Gemini was number one in the App Store, driven by recent image editor model Nano Banana. I know Musk has money to burn, but why just burn it? I mean, some money might get singed in any endeavor. Still, what worthwhile venture starts with piling up money to burn it? What are you, the Joker? Make a better product. Don't piss off half the planet. These are two things you might try. Honestly, just do the better product thing. Most people really don't care about the rest of it. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKEN at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKEN.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Collect your tokens and let's get on to the next round.